我们上一次讲到上帝后悔的事情，记得吗？
And last week we mentioned about how God would regret.
我们今天要继续讲下去。
And today we want to continue.
我们不可以用人会做错事，不知未来，后来做了错误的决定，一知道不对的时候后悔，用这样的思想套在上帝的事情上面。
We cannot consider the regret of God in the same manner as the regret of a fallen being.
因为神不是不知未来的。
Because God is not a God that does not know the future.
因为神是不会做错事的。
And God cannot possibly make a mistake.
神不会意气冲动太快做决定，以至于后来感到不对。
And God would not be temperamental and make mistakes and then find out that later he was wrong.
所以我们对上帝的后悔，
The regret of God,
要照着全本圣经所用过的这些名词去明白真正的意思是指什么，
must be understood from the entire Bible and the way the terms have been used.
我们的结论是说，
Our conclusion was,
神是圣洁，
That God is holy.
神又是慈爱的。
And God is love.
神是公义的。
And God is just.
神又是怜悯的。
And God is also merciful.
神虽然爱罪人，
Although God loves the sinners,
神要审判人的罪的。
God will still judge our sins.
上帝用他的智慧跟主权施恩的时候，
And so when God gives us his grace based on his sovereign will,
人轻看他的恩典。
And if we look down on His grace,
糟蹋神给他的机会，
and despise the opportunity He has given to us,
神就有权柄把他对人的慈爱转成对人公义的审判。
And God then would have the authority to change His grace into His just, righteous judgment.
当上帝转过来的时候，
and when God turned from this to that,
这叫做上帝后悔。
We refer to this as the regret of God.
相反的，
on the other hand,
上帝本来要刑罚一个人的时候，
perhaps God wanted to judge someone,
照着他圣洁公义的本性有权柄审判人，
and based on his holy nature, he has the authority to do that.
但人悔改的时候，
but if a person repents,
神就怜悯他，
and God had mercy,
所以不将应当加的灾祸加在他身上。
And God would not punish this person in the way he deserved.
甚至用慈爱怜悯挽回他。
And with love and mercy, God would bring him back.
这个转换，
this turning around,
也叫做上帝的后悔，
can also be called the regret of God.
你从全本圣经的这些记载里面，
when you look at all these incidents in the Bible,
你抓到了这个总原则，
and you grab hold of the general principle,
你就不会解错圣经了，
you will then not interpret it wrongly.
当一个人对神不了解而随便强解的时候，
when we do not understand God and we interpret God in any way we want,
保罗说这是自取沉沦。
The Apostle Paul says that you are looking for a fall yourself.
我们对神错误的认识，
our wrong understanding of God,
会产生我们不再信靠他，
will lead to us not trusting him.
结果就从他的恩典中间堕落下去。
And in the end, we will fall from his grace.
这是很危险的自欺自误的事情。
And this is very dangerous, and you are deceiving yourself.
上帝看世人在地上所做的尽都是恶。
When God sees that all that man has done is evil,
众人所思想的都是不好的事情。
That every day man would only think about evil deeds.
上帝决定把大灾难降在这个世界上。
And God decided to give great catastrophe to the world.
上帝要消灭这个世界。
To destroy the entire world.
结束了人类上古的那一段历史。
To end the ancient days of humanity.
这是神的主权。
This is in the sovereign will of God.
这是神公义的彰显。
And the manifestation of his justice.
圣经告诉我们，
the Bible says,
当上帝责备人的时候，
when God would rebuke us,
显出他的清正，
it tells us about his wrath.
当上帝审判人的时候，
when God judges us,
显出他的公义，
it tells us of his justice.
当上帝要刑罚要审判人类的时候，
so when God decides to punish or to judge men,
他有绝对的主权，
absolutely he has this will to do that.
创造的是他，
He is the creator.
审判的也是他。
He is the judge.
在创造与审判的中间，
between creation and judgment,
他留下恩典做拯救跟赦免的工作。
He will leave behind grace for salvation.
这不是上帝出尔反尔，时时改变。
It is not that God keep changing his mind.
这是神两个本性永恒的两条轨迹。
But this is his two attributes forever moving in parallel.
这两条轨迹
and these two parallel lines,
就好像火车轨的两条的这个铁轨
it is like the two rails of a train,
永远平行
forever it is parallel,
永远不冲突的
it will not cross each other.
我们不要把神的两个本性勉强用我们不了解的逻辑把它产生冲突。
We need not to try to force the two together using our logic.
这样我们才能继续不断在神的真理里面顺从他。
In this manner, we will continue to be obedient to him in his truth.
所以当上帝要消灭挪亚时代的时候
When God was about to destroy the era of Noah,
他就找了一个人把他的心意向他显明出来。
He found one person to reveal his will to.
这个人是谁呢？就是挪亚。
This was Noah.
那这是历史上很重要的转捩点。
This is an important turning point in history.
神把心意分享给一个人。
Because God has revealed His will to one person.
这个人凭什么资格听见上帝对他讲话呢？
Why was this person qualified to hear God?
这个人为什么比别人有特权明白上帝所定的计划呢？
What's so special about him that he should know the will of God?
我们要好好学习的事情。
This is something we are to learn.
圣经创世纪第六章告诉我们。
Genesis chapter 6 says,
挪亚在上帝面前是个完全人。
Before God, Noah was considered righteous.
挪亚是一个敬畏上帝的人。
He was a person who feared the Lord.
挪亚是一个义人。
He was a righteous man.
不但如此。
Not only that.
挪亚是一个与神同行的人。
Noah was a person who walked with God.
那这几个原则就把他的灵性刻画出来了。
And these few principles describe his spirituality.
全世界糟蹋神的恩典。
When the entire world despised the grace of God.
全世界轻看上帝恩典的时候。
When the entire world looked down on the grace of God.
一个人以敬畏的上帝的心爱惜神所给他的恩典跟机会。
There was one person who treasured the opportunity with a heart that feared God.
神的心非常喜悦这样的一个人。
And the Lord was pleased with this person.
而他尽可能在上帝面前面对自己各样的错误，做一个尽心完整在神面前讨神悦纳的人。
This Noah was a person that was willing to be pleasing to God, and he tried his best in his life.
所以圣经说他是一个上帝面前的完全人。
And so the Bible says that he was blameless before God.
第三样
，Thirdly,
挪亚是一个义人。
Noah was a righteous man.
众人都犯罪的时候，他保守了对神清洁的心。对人公义的态度。
It means that in the midst of evilness, he had a clean heart towards God and righteous attitude towards man.
这是神所喜悦的事情。
This was something pleasing to God.
米迦书里面告诉我们。
The book of Micah says,
世人啊，耶和华已经指示你什么叫做善。
Man, the Lord has already showed you what is good.
你说所有的宗教不是都在谈论善恶的问题吗？
You may say that all religions show us what is good and bad.
很多人都盼望凭着良心做一个良善的人。
Many people wanted to be good based on their own conscience.
但宗教里面的善是根据罪人的标准定出来的。
But the goodness in religion is set by the standard of a sinner.
而每一个宗教都认为自己是个良善的宗教。
And every religion considers itself to be good.
每种信仰的人士都认为自己是行一个良善的生活。
And every religious person thinks he leads a good life.
但是上帝借着先知米迦告诉我们。
But through the prophet Micah, God said,
上帝已经指示你什么叫做善。
God has already shown us what is good.
所以这里所讲的善是神的标准，而不是人的标准。
And therefore, it refers to the standard of God and not of men.
这个标准是良善的上帝所定的，不是犯罪的人自己所定的。
The standard was set by the good God, not by the sinner.
上帝说，人啊，良善是什么？就提了四句话语。
And in this, God gave us four definitions of goodness.
第一句话就是你要守公义。
The first one is that you are to love justice.
第二样，你要好怜悯。
The second one is you are to be compassionate.
第三样就是你存谦卑的心。
The third one is to have a humble heart.
第四样，与你的上帝同行。
And the fourth one is to walk with your God.
这就是神对人所指示的什么叫做善。
This is what God meant by being good.
什么叫做善呢？
What does being good mean?
就是有神本性中间公义跟怜悯的本质。
It means that in your heart you need to have the attributes of God in justice and mercy.
你的心喜爱公义。
That your heart would love justice.
有公义的原则，遵守神的道。
And with this principle you follow His will.
有公义的态度，严格的对待自己。
And with the attitude of justice you demand of yourself.
这样够不够呢？
Is this enough?
一个行义的人常常对别人很苛刻。
A person that does righteous things are often demanding towards others.
一个对自己很严格的人常常对别人不宽恕。
A person who demands of himself are often unforgiving to others.
所以上帝说，你行公义，你有没有好怜悯呢？
So God asks, do you then have compassion?
你自己过圣洁的生活，你能不能原谅那些不容易过圣洁生活的人呢？
And as you live a holy life, can you forgive those who cannot do that?
你很严格的遵行律法，那些偶然跌倒犯罪离开律法的人，你能不能挽回他们呢？
As you follow the law strictly, can you bring back those who have fallen in the laws?
这是最难的事情。
This is most difficult.
一个人用严格的要求对待别人，却对自己的犯罪尽量宽恕，这是不公义的。
It is not just if we demand a lot of other people, but take very light attitude towards our own sins.
相反的，自己行了很公义的这个原则，就用这个原则追讨别人，就很难了解明白别人的困难。
But conversely, many people have high demands on themselves, and then they demand it of another people, and it's very difficult for them to understand them.
耶稣基督到世界上的时候，
When the Son of God, Jesus Christ, came,
实实在在的恨恶邪恶的。
Truly, he hated sin.
他是喜爱公义的。
And he loves justice.
所以呢，上帝特别喜欢他。
And God was very pleased with him.
耶稣基督以身作则。
And Jesus Christ was an example.
遵行了圣洁的原则。
He has followed the principles of holiness.
他过一个很公义的生活。
And led a just life.
但是耶稣基督面对罪人的时候是充满怜悯。
But when he faced the sinners, he was filled with compassion.
这两样在一起的时候，就变成良善的一个兑现了。
When both comes together, we have a manifestation of goodness.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
耶稣基督跟法利赛人不同的地方是哪里？
The difference between Jesus Christ and the Pharisees.
法利赛人很会教导别人要这样要那样，但他们遇到罪人的时候，他们就恨他们，他就离开他们。
Was that the Pharisee could teach people what to do and they hated all the sinners.
耶稣基督自己过了最严谨圣洁的生活。
Jesus Christ himself led the most stringent and holy life.
他可以很大很大的爱心去包容宽恕那些犯奸淫和那些被人丢弃的人。
But still with a heart of love he is able to accommodate those who have committed adultery and those who have been abandoned.
上帝说这就是善。
And God said this is goodness.
好公义。
You love justice.
行公义。
You do just things.
充满怜悯。
You are filled with compassion.
宽恕别人。
You forgive others.
这是善最好的表达。
These are the best expressions of good.
那么有这两样有够了没有呢？
Is it enough just to have these two?
就是你要存谦卑的心。
You still have to have a humble heart.
一个人有某一些程度的达到的时候，
When we are able to reach a certain stage,
常常他的傲慢就跟着起来了。
Very often our arrogance will follow.
所以有成绩的人就以为自己有本钱可以骄傲了。
And those who have achieved things think that they can be arrogant.
那些从来什么都做不到的也感到自己没有本钱可以骄傲。
And if you don't accomplish anything, you often do not get arrogant.
所以很多谦卑的人是不得不谦卑，连谦卑都没有，什么都更没有了。
And so many people are humble because they don't have too much of a choice.
还有有些人有一些骄傲的本钱，他们的骄傲也是很应该，所以他们一面好，一面骄傲自己的好。
And some people get arrogant because they have things to be proud of and they become more and more arrogant.
上帝说不是的。
But God said no.
你要行公义。
You are to do justice.
好怜悯。
Love, compassion.
两样都达到最高潮的时候。
When you are able to accomplish both.
你是效法你的上帝。
You are to imitate your God.
神的爱，神的义在你身上。
In your life, you are to have the love and the justice of God.
这些成就以后。
After you have accomplished this,
你有本钱骄傲，
you can be arrogant,
那你还要谦卑，
but you still have to be humble.
这才真正的良善。
This is what true goodness means.
第四样是什么呢？
And the fourth point,
你的上帝同行，
is to walk with your God.
那么同行什么意思呢？
What does it mean to walk with God?
同行就一同行叫同行了。
That means just walk together.
我相信你们谈恋爱的时候最喜欢两个人慢慢走。
When you are in love, you like to walk together slowly.
你不喜欢一个快得不得了，一个赶得半死，你不喜欢的。
It's not one in front and one at the back.
越慢越好，因为可以拖时间谈爱情，多么好。
The slower you walk, the better it is.
但是两个都慢，就路变成很长，怎么办呢？
If you walk too slowly,
怎么走都走不完，怎么办？
The journey is very long.
所以有的个性快的，有的个性慢的，就很难同行了。
If two persons have different character, one wants to go fast, one slow, it's difficult to get together.
有一次我看见一个妈妈很快的要去赶车，把她的孩子拉到那两步做一步跳，跳得一面跳一面哭，很难跟的。
Once I saw a mother dragging the child to catch the bus, and they were all screaming away.
那我请问你啊。
So my question is,
一个快一个慢。
If a person runs very fast and one very slow,
一直赶到给慢的拖很辛苦。
The one that's trying to go very fast is being delayed by the slower one.
慢的赶到给快的一直拉也很辛苦。
But the slower one is dragged by the faster one.
请问哪一个更辛苦？
Which one suffer more?
慢的更辛苦或者快的更辛苦？
The slower one or the faster one?
快的更辛苦啊！你们这些都是快的人。
That means all of you are faster.
如果你说慢的，那表示你们都是慢的。
If you say the slower one, you are the slower one.
慢的同情慢的，快的同情快的，这个叫做本性本类的相爱。
We all have sympathy towards the person that we are like.
好，我这个事情今天不大了哈。
I don't give you an answer.
但我告诉你。
But I tell you one thing.
基督徒与上帝同行。
When you walk with God,
你到底要上帝跟你的速度，或者你要跟上帝的速度
？Are you following the speed of God, or should God follow your speed?
今天教会是比上帝跑得更快，或者远远落后在上帝所定的速度，跟上帝的时间表里面。
When we look at the church today, are we behind God or are we moving way ahead of God?
你们可以回答我了。
Can you answer me?
希伯来书有两次这样讲。
The book of Hebrews in two occasions.
免得你们跟不上了。
Mentioned that lest you cannot catch up.
我从圣经的这些的记载找到一个总原则。
From all these recording in the Bible, I find a general principle.
什么叫做复兴？
About revival.
复兴就是 speed up the slowing steps.And to walk in accordance with the timetable and the speed of Holy Spirit's guidance.
复兴就是当你的脚步太慢的时候，你要走快一点，跟上这个圣灵的脚步。
没有一本教会属灵的书谈复兴用这个定义的。
You will not find this explanation in any other books.
我们今天很多的基督徒。
There are many Christians today.
太容易满足我们自己所已经做的。
We are very satisfied with what we have done.
很少人不满意自己所还没有做的。
Very few of us are not satisfied with what we have accomplished.
教会比社会落伍到这个地步。
And so the church is far behind the society.
我们人口每一个年头都在增加。
As our population grows every year.
我们基督教基督徒的人口的比例是非常非常慢的进步。
The Christian church grows at a very slow rate.
但是很少为这个事情伤心。
But very few people are grieved over this.
很少人为这个事情难过。
Very few people get upset by this.
感谢主，到底还有一两个人信主，一个人比全世界更宝贵的。
And we say thanks be to God because one person is saved and the whole world is rejoicing.
这种阿 Q 的精神。
This is pretty阿 Q.
就是今天很多的教会不能跟灵恩派相比的原因。
It's the reason why many Orthodox church cannot be compared with the charismatic church.
灵恩派有很多教义上的毛病。
The charismatic church have many doctrinal errors.
解经上的毛病。
In exposition.
但是他们在数目的追赶上，远远比许多的大宗派更努力。
But in pursuing of numbers, they are much faster than main denomination.
至少那个敏感度还在那里。
And at least have their sensitivity.
许多的大宗派从来不会感觉到自己落后，不会感觉到离开上帝的旨意太远。
Many major denominations will not realize that they are too far away from the will of God.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为我们的行政的条例很严格。
Because we have great administrative procedures.
我们的经济的势力很雄厚。
And we have a lot of money in finances.
我们的组织的精神很严谨。
And we have strict organizational spirit.
我们就满足了，我规规矩矩，我是蒙上帝赐福，没有发生事情，这种不倒翁的精神影响我们。
And so we are quite happy, we are quite satisfied, nothing big is happening.
但一个人有风险的感觉的时候，
But when you have a sense of crisis,
他的警醒程度就很提高了。
You will be very aware of things.
当一个人落后感觉的时候，
But if a person falls too far behind,
他的追赶的精神就很积极了。
He will then try his best to pursue.
今天我的侍奉，
My ministry today,
跟许多牧师的侍奉不同的地方。
That way is different from many other ministers.
我很敏感你圣灵引导的速度。
comes by my sensitivity towards the speed of the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
敏感，我们是不是被主的引导所丢弃而落后了？
I'm sensitive towards whether I've been falling behind the guidance of God.
很喜欢圣经的一句话语。
And so I love one of the verses in the Bible.
四世纪里面告诉我们的。
That we can see in the Judges.
他们虽然疲乏，仍旧追赶。
Although they were tired, they still sought after.
这种精神才叫做与上帝同行的精神。
This is the spirit when we want to walk with God.
当上帝的速度是比我们的速度快两倍的时候。
When the speed of God is two times faster than that of ours.
我们的教会根本没有复兴的可能。
It will not be possible for the church to be revived.
我们的速度比上帝更快的时候。
But when our speed is faster than God,
我们一定走错路。
We will surely go the wrong way.
当我们的速度跟圣灵的引导同行和谐的时候，
But when we move in the same speed as the guidance of the Holy Spirit,
上帝的工作就稳步前行了。
The work of God will then progress steadily.
那么最困难的就是这一点。
And this is where it is most difficult.
这个才叫做与上帝同行。
This is what it means to walk with God.
与上帝同行的人，
Those who walk with God,
知道圣灵的脚步到哪里去。
Knows where the Holy Spirit is guiding.
与上帝同行的人，
Those who walk with God,
他知道圣灵新的方向是在哪里。
Is aware of the new direction of the Holy Spirit.
与上帝同行的人，
And those who walk with God,
他在适当的时间赶上了适当的位分。
At the appropriate time, will reach the appropriate stage.
所以当上帝要审判全世界的时候，
And so when God was about to judge the world,
全世界没有一个人知道，只有挪亚知道。
The world was not aware except this one person.
挪亚是与上帝同行的人。
Because Noah was a person who walked with God.
上帝说，挪亚，你知道时间到了吗？
And God said, Noah, do you know the time is up?
我的怒气正要发作了。
My wrath is about to come forth.
现在我要用你。
Now I am going to use you.
作为全世界的先知。
To be the prophet of the world.
把我的心意向他们表明出来。
That you may tell them my will.
所以先知这个意志。
And so the meaning of prophet,
希伯来文的意思是什么呢？
In Hebrews,
就是上帝的代言人。
Refers to the spokesman of God.
The spokesman of God.
上帝的代言人。
上帝要讲话的时候，
That when God is about to speak,
就用一些真正知道他心意的人，
He would use those who know his will.
把上帝的命令、上帝的应许、上帝的境界、上帝的计划传出来。
To express his command, his warning, his plan to the rest of the world.
这些代神传言的人，
These are people who speak for God.
这人叫做先知。
They are the prophets.
所以挪亚就在那个时候成为上帝借着他向全世界发布命令、传扬信息的先知。
At that time, Noah became the prophet that God used to speak to the rest of the world.
因为挪亚是与上帝同行的人。
Because he was a man who walked with God.
上帝找到了挪亚。
And God has found him.
他独自一个人有这个资格听上帝的话语。
The only one individual qualified to hear God.
我曾经对你们讲了。
I have said to you.
什么叫异象呢？
What does vision mean?
异象不是晚上看见耶稣有胡须，你摸了他，然后看到异象，不是这个意思。
It doesn't mean that now you will see Jesus Christ and you touch him.
异象是上帝把他的计划、把他的心意分享给他所拣选要使用的人。
A vision comes when God shared his plan with those whom he has chosen.
所以当上帝拣选一些人，
when God would choose some people,
把他的计划对他们讲的时候，
and share his plan with them.
这人就看见上帝永世的智慧安排的一切。
These people will be able to see the wisdom of God in eternity.
他们就因为这种认识，他们叫做看见异象的人。
And because of such understanding, they see the vision.
这个异象有上帝的呼召就来到了。
And then through the vision, the call of God will come.
你看见了我的计划吗？
Have you seen my plan?
我现在要用你。
Now I will use you.
用你把我的旨意行出来。
That my will be done on earth.
所以一个先知不但看见神要他看见的。
A prophet not only will see what God wants him to see.
先知要讲上帝要他讲的。
The prophet must say what God wants him to say.
先知要行上帝要他行的。
And he must do what God wants him to do.
挪亚就成为那个时代的先知。
And Noah become a prophet for his generation.
上帝对挪亚说，
And God said to Noah,
我要给人的时间只剩下120年。
I will only leave behind 120 years for mankind.
人在我面前还有120年的时间。
They still have 120 years.
那么这句话不是告诉我们人的生命只能活120岁，不是这个意思。
It doesn't mean that our lifespan is 120 years.
是说人在120年以后，上帝要把它消灭掉，然后留下挪亚一家的人，继续上帝旨意在地上的执行。
It means that God will leave them for 120 years before all will be destroyed except the family of Noah.
上帝说, Noah,
so God said, Noah,
你要建一个方舟,
you are to build an ark.
这个方舟要长300周,
it has to be 450 feet long.
差不多,但你现在呢, 很宽很长的一个船,
very large ship.
不长不宽不高,
all the dimensions were given to him.
方舟要分三层,
there must be three layers.
最上面一层有透光的一周的那个长度,
and there is the area for the light.
所以是光可以进到里面去,
and the light may enter.
到了时间已经到的时候,
when the time is up,
我要用大水来消灭这个世界, 人类跟其中所有地上有血气的活物,
I will destroy all living things with a flood.
我要使你进到方舟, 保留余种,
but I will save you and your family.
所以上帝把这个心意告诉挪亚的时候呢,
when God shared this with Noah,
现在挪亚就要照着神的计划去行出他应该做的事情了,
and Noah will do things according to the plan of God.
上帝把这个计划告诉挪亚的时候呢,
when this plan was shared with Noah,
那时候挪亚是独自一个人,
Noah was alone.
不是说当时没有四周的人在他的旁边,
it doesn't mean that there weren't other people around.
他在神面前独一可以听见可以领受异象的人,
but before God, he was the only one that could hear him and receive the vision.
圣经有好几次有这样的事情,
there are several incidents like that in the Bible.
上帝要消灭那个时代的时候,
before God were to destroy the generation,
神就告诉一个人, 就是挪亚,
God would tell one person, and that was Noah. When God wanted to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah, and God told one person, and that was Abraham. When God wanted to destroy Nineveh, only one person was told, and that was Jonah. And so sometimes God will select just one individual to share with him his will and the plan in history. The question is, was that person prepared to listen to God? When the time of revelation is up, if that person who ought to listen to God is sleeping, the entire generation will be gone.
神的机会,
very often the opportunity and timing of God will not come back.
所以我们应当很谨慎, 在生命的过程中间等候神的时间, 预备听他的话语。
And so we need to solemnly wait for the timing of God and prepare ourselves to hear him.
感谢上帝,
thanks be to God.
Noah 听见了,
Noah heard God,
即时听见了,
at the right time.
Noah 就这样在那个时刻成为回应上帝呼召的人。
At that time, he became a person that responded to the call of God.
不但如此,
not only that,
我们看见上帝呼召的时候呢,
we also see that when God called,
常常把一个伟大的计划讲下来,
he will tell us a great plan,
然后细节从来不再注意他们的,
but not the details. Details.
我这里所讲的细节不是尺寸的问题,
I'm not talking about the dimension.
尺寸的问题, 上帝很清楚交代了,
the dimensions were given clearly.
圣经一共有两次这样的记载,
there are two such recordings.
一次就是方舟的大小长宽高度都要照着神所吩咐的事情,
one would be the dimensions of the ark, whether it's the height or the width or whatever.
第二次就是会幕要怎样做, 多长多宽多高, 要照着山上所指示你的样式去做。
The second one is the dimensions given for the tent for worship.
这是神的要求。
These are the demands of God.
这是神的规定。
And the plans of God.
这是神自己的尺寸。
The own dimensions of God.
所以圣经说摩西在这些细节上, 他需要用40天好好听上帝在山上所吩咐他所定的尺寸。
The Bible says that Moses used 40 days to record down all these details.
所以他背得半死,
he had to remember all of them.
记得半死,
and to remember them.
上帝交代他的放在他的 data bank 里面, 所以他的电脑比平常大一点。
And so his CPU is higher than other people.
然后把这些东西照着一步一步地行出来。
And then step by step he will execute it.
有一些事情啊,
in some matter,
上帝是很认真的。
God will be very stern.
这些的比例, 这些的尺寸中间有永恒的真理被预表在其中。
Because all these dimensions implicitly has eternal truth.
所以神要摩西很尽忠的, 很详细的, 很正确的, 把神指示的样式, 把它 做出来。
And God demanded that Moses follow it carefully to the last dot.
挪亚也是如此。
Same for Noah.
他知道了方舟的长度。
He knew the length.
他知道方舟的宽度。
The width of the ark.
他知道方舟的高度。
The height of the ark.
而且上帝还定下你做方舟的时候，你只能用一种木叫做戈斐木。
And God also set the wood to be cypress wood.
这个木呢，应该是一个很贵、很重、很好的木头。
It must have been a very expensive and good piece of wood.
那么这样大的船是当时没有人坐过的。
And such a large vessel has never been attempted.
这样的船的大小啊
，and the size of the boat，
差不多是 Trafalgar 战役中间西班牙跟英国打仗的那个战舰的长度。
It is as large as the ship they use for battle in the Spanish War.
差不多是等于郑和下西洋的那个大的船度。
Or like the big ship that the Yuna 郑和 used when he come to the.
在历史上没有人坐过这么大的船。
Not something that has been done before.
神的旨意来的时候，挪亚可以。不可以说我没有渡过造船处怎么办呢
？When the will of God comes, Noah could not say, "I have never studied shipbuilding."
下一段的这个时间呢
？The next portion of the time.
我要你思想遵行上帝旨意是何等困难的事情。
I want you to think about how difficult it is to do the will of God.
你要用戈斐木造船。
You are to build the boat with cypress.
那这些戈斐木从哪里来的呢
？Where would this wood come from?
要从很远的树林里面拿下来的。
It got to come from a forest from afar.
谁去拿这些木头
？But who will get them?
木头这么大，这么重，要多少多的树木被砍下，抬到这个地方才能建这个船
？There are so many wood that's needed. How many people will be needed to cut them all down?
如果这个船大到一个地步
，If this ark is so large,
不是钻老鼠、蟑螂跑到里面就可以的。
It is not just meant for the mouse or the cockroach.
大象、长颈鹿都要进去的。
The elephants and the giraffe must enter it.
一只大象多大的体积
？An elephant is very large.
像在船里面，一公一母，这个船会不会沉下去
？With a male and female elephant, would the ark sink?
不但象
，not only the elephant,
还有犀牛
，and also rhinoceros, right?
还有马牛、猪，什么都来。
All kinds of animals.
那么还有鳄鱼。
And crocodiles.
这么多的动物在里面。
So many different animals.
承载重量到底多大呢
？How heavy would it be?
你单单把动物请进去，没有替它预备吃的东西，它一定死在里面，变成棺材。
You have to prepare food for the animals, or they all die.
那么你注意啊、哦。
Take note of this.
造这样一个方舟呢
？Base to build this ark.
结果门关了以后。
After the door is closed,
都在里面。
All of them are trapped inside.
到水退以后
，until the water recedes,
从方舟出来
，and they come out of the ark.
一共多少天呢
？How many days did it take?
375天。
It took 375 days.
375天。
375。
从二月十七号
，from February the 17th,
到第二年的二月二十七号。
Till the 27th of the following year.
375天。
375 days.
一只象一天吃多少
？How many food can an elephant eat a day？
375天你预备多少食物
？And you got to prepare the amount of food for the elephant.
象吃多少我不知道，但是我知道象一大便就是一大堆了。
The elephant actually will have a big pile of dung.
那每天又不能从外面马上，里面马上丢到外面。
And it's very difficult to get rid of it.
告诉我们听故事好像很好听啊。
So the story seems very simple.
看挪亚的故事，看主日学的课本很好看，一只都来了，很好看。
And Noah's ark in the story, you see all the animals coming, it all sounds wonderful.
但要你遵行上帝的旨意，你知道难乎其难。
But if you were to do the will of God and build the ark, the difficulty is great indeed.
造这样一只大船呢
？To build such a large ark,
到底需要多少工人？
How many people will be needed?
砍木的工人。
Those who will get the wood.
运木的工人。
Those who will transport the wood.
锯木的工人。
Those who will saw it.
钉木的工人。
Those who will nail it together.
尤其是缝密道不透水的工人。
And those who will waterproof the gaps.
那就是整条船可以在船在这个水位置上撑起这个浮起来。
And those who will design the ark such that it will float.
这些技术的监督的工人。
All the supervisors, all the laborers.
多少的东西
？There are so many things involved.
多少的钱
？So much money.
但是圣经说，你要为我造一只方舟，没有告诉他这几十万美金交给你去预备。
But the Bible says, "Go make for me an ark, but not here all the money."
我告诉你要遵行上帝的旨意。
So when you want to do the will of God,
你要做上帝的工作,
you want to do the work of God,
你要注意我下面讲的这句话,
take note of what I'm about to say.
你要一生除息等上帝用。
You may have to save for the rest of your life for God to use you.
一生预备成为属于上帝的。
To prepare the entire life that you may be used by God.
你要遵行上帝的旨意。
You want to do the will of God?
你想挪亚一生的财富够不够应付这一次遵行上帝旨意的一次。
Do you think that all the wealth of Noah was enough to do this ark?
昨天晚上我还在工地视察我们建筑的情形。
Yesterday evening I was at the construction site back in my church to look at the construction.
礼拜堂大得不得了。
This was a huge church.
正堂可以坐4700个座位。
The main sanctuary was seat 4,700.
那么前天我在那么一整天在那边。
The day before, for the whole day, I was at the site.
这一个月多少人每天来上班来做工。
I look at how many people came to work.
前天有336个人在那边做工。
The day before, 336 laborers were there. 336
个人每天要付多少工资给他们。
And every day you have to pay them their pay.
那么到了五月份的时候。
By May.
我们每一天大概有1000个工人在那边做工。
Every day, I think 1000 people will be working at the site.
每天要付费用多得不得了。
And we have to pay a lot of money.
而遵行上帝的旨意。
To do the will of God.
上帝说你做。
God said do this.
你要去做。
Will you do it?
上帝没有给你钱啊。
But God did not provide.
上帝的彼得到全世界的传福音。
God sent Peter to preach the gospel all over the world.
去西班牙，去葡萄牙，去意大利，看啊，这个新航的票都预备好了。
And go to Spain, go to Italy. Behold, the plane ticket is ready for you.
没有的。
Not so.
我为你储蓄了多少美金在银行，你去拿吧 ，ATM 拿出来。
I have saved for you in the bank. Just use your ATM get the money.
没有这个事情的。
But God will not do that.
圣经神发命令的时候
，In the Bible when God gave a command，
好像是一个很残忍的一个主人一样。
He acts as if he's a very cruel master.
我要你见识怎么打。
Go and build this.
我要你什么时候要成功
？At this time.
那从来不告诉你谁帮助你。
But there is no news about who will help you.
我告诉你谁替你预备钱。
Or who will prepare the money for you.
我从过去很注意圣经这些的事情。
I have paid careful attention on this sort of description.
我就把自己预备好了。
And so I prepared myself.
各样的知识装备好了。
To equip myself with all sorts of knowledge.
各样的可能性都预备好了。
To prepare for all possibilities.
上帝说我要用你的时候，你说主啊，我的一生都是你的。
And if God said, I want to use you, you will say, Oh Lord, my entire life is in your hands.
我的钱是你的。
My money is yours.
我的恩赐是你的。
My talents are yours.
我的时间是你的。
And my time is yours.
当你要用我这些你早就给我预备，早就放在我里面的东西，我已经甘心乐意预备被你用了。
And when you are willing to use me, I am all prepared to be used.
我相信挪亚500岁的时候。
I think that when Noah was 500 years old,
生了三个孩子。
He already had three sons.
600岁的时候。
When he was 600.
雨水自天降下40昼夜。
The rain came from 40 days and nights.
挪亚在造方舟的那个时候。
When he was building the ark.
他把一生的储蓄都拿出来给上帝。
I believe he used all of his savings for God.
现在这样的人在哪里呢？
Where are such a person today?
现在很多人说，主啊，我奉献给你，我的钱请他们奉献给我。
And today we say, Oh Lord, I give myself to you, but please send someone to give me the money.
有一个年轻人对我说，
There is a young person who said to me,
他不是你为我祷告，我什么都预备好了。
Dr. Tong, pray for me, I'm all prepared.
就是等钱一来，我就读神学了。
I'm just waiting for the money to come, I will go into the seminary.
我说，那你能不能自己预备钱读神学呢？
And I said, can you prepare for yourself?
他不有钱的出钱，有力的出力。
The young person said, no, I will give my talent, other people should give money.
我不知道这一句成语什么时候开始的。
I don't know when this proverb came.
但我在美国。
But in America.
Billy Graham Center 对300个中国的知识分子讲道的时候。
When I was preaching to 300 Chinese intellectuals in the Billy Graham Center.
我说你们要念神学吗？
I said, do you want to study theology? You must work first.
做工几年。
Work for a few years.
储蓄钱做你读书的用处。
Save for your own studies.
这样就比人家给你钱去读神学是完全不一样的。
It will be different than getting money from others to study seminary.
人给你钱去读书。
Because when you are sponsored,
你好像是为别人而读书的。
It will be as if you are studying for other people's sake.
你自己做的半死，储蓄钱去付学费读神学。
But if you work very hard and save for yourself,
你就每一个字都好像钉子一样钉进去， 你自己苦苦得来的钱，读的书一定使你最有印象、最有深刻的这个信仰书。
You will certainly treasure every word you study because it came from your hard-earned money.
我讲完了，我就走了。
I finished and I left.
第二年呢
？The second year.
有一个很年轻的人，大概31岁。
There was a young person about 31 years old.
他报名在我们美国的归正学院读书。
He registered in our Reform Institute in America to study.
当他见到我的时候
，When he met me,
他说：“唐牧师，我非常谢谢你。”
He said, "Dr. Tong, I want to thank you personally."
去年你在 Billy Graham Center 那边对我讲这一番的话。
And last year, I heard you at Billy Graham Center.
我就发现这个唐崇荣跟所有在美国的牧师很不一样。
I discovered that this Dr. Tong is different from all ministers.
因为别的人说你们上我们的课，我们可以寄机票给你，我们给你奖学金，你就可以安心在这边读书。
Many people say you study in my seminar, we get scholarship for you, we get plane ticket for you.
我们有人替你找助学金。
We get people to find sponsors.
但是唐牧师说不，你自己工作，自己储蓄钱，自己预备你的钱，都神要你读的书。
But Dr. Tong said no, you go prepare for your own money, you struggle and you find your own way.
我一生从来没有看见一个传道人这样严格的挑战我们年轻人。
And this young person said, I've never been challenged by anyone in this manner.
唐牧师，我告诉你
，Dr. Tong, let me tell you this.
真的已经做了13个月的工作。
I indeed follow your advice and work for 13 weeks, months.
每个月我省吃省穿。
And every month I would save.
那就把这些人储蓄出来，今年我来你的学院读书了。
And then I save enough to come to study here.
我这几个礼拜得到的益处太多了。
And I benefited greatly for these past few weeks.
因为我辛苦做工一年多。
Because I worked hard for more than a year.
我付的是我血汗的钱。
And I've paid a great price.
所以老师教的每一个字我都很注意听。
So everything the lecturer said, I paid careful attention.
金钱得来不易。
Because it was difficult for me to get the money.
我流血流汗。争夺的这些钱
，The money I got was from very hard work.
好好一个字一个字学上帝的真理。
And every word I will listen carefully.
这些话都装备我成为侍奉传道的这个信息的内容。
And these words will equip me to be a good preacher.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
挪亚定了那世代的罪。
Noah judged his generation.
那些人醉生梦死。
Because those people are living that decadent lifestyle.
坐下车起来玩耍。
Every day they were living a life.
他们放纵情欲，糟蹋上帝的恩典。
That looks down on the grace of God and did whatever they felt like.
神给他们最后的机会结束了以后。
When the last opportunity went away.
上帝把那个时代的人把他丢掉了。
God disbanded the entire generation.
上帝赐福给挪亚。
But God had grace for Noah.
遵行上帝的旨意。
Because he did the will of God.
把木材预备好。
He prepared the wood.
把船建造好。
He built the ark.
在这120年的中间。
For 120 years.
挪亚不但制造方舟。
Not only did he make the ark.
他还一面传讲上帝的信息。
As he did that, he preached the word of God.
所以那样说耶和华如此说。
Noah said, God said,
因为人的最大恶极
because of the great evil of the world.
神给你们的机会只剩下120年
And God has given you 120 years.
你们要悔改
You are to repent.
你们进到方舟的里面
And enter into the ark.
因为大水的泛滥要来了
The flood will come.
全世界有血气的人都要被消灭掉
And all living things in the world will be destroyed.
所以他把上帝的话传开的时候
As he preached the word of God.
他们听的时候有一点害怕
The people were a bit frightened.
再听一次更熟了。
But once they listen more, they get more used to it.
会背了。
After a while, they could recite it.
听到会背，看你还是讲老一套。
They found out that he kept preaching the same thing.
大水要来，每天都是一样干。
Every day you say the flood is coming.
从来没有看到大水。
But there is no flood.
从来没有兑现你所讲的话。
The things you say didn't come true.
心里想这个老人家很可怜哦。
Then they say, well, this poor guy is quite crazy.
一生储蓄了那么多钱，结果全部拿去买木头。
He saved so much money and he went to buy wood.
一生几十年，结果听个什么声音就乱讲话。
And for decades he said he heard a voice.
最后120年，每天讲的都是那一篇。
And in the end, he kept preaching the same thing.
那你为什么跟这个疯子在这里做工呢
？Why do you work for this crazy guy?
他疯他的，我赚我的吗
？Well, he's maybe crazy, but he's paying my salary.
我每天叮叮打打做做，我就到了一些的薪水嘛。
Every day I work and build the ark, and he pay me.
人生就是这样的。
This is the way life is.
他什么信仰是他的事情，与我何干？
I am not concerned with his faith.
我坐他的船是为了我的生活，与他何干
I build the ark for my own living.
我只要有一些生活费。
So long as he pays me.
我根本不必听他的话。
I don't quite care what he says.
我告诉你，很多建礼拜堂的人后来是下地狱的人。
Many people who build the church would end up in hell.
很多人做礼拜堂椅子的人，结果在天国没有位置的人。
Many people who sit in the chairs in the church has no place in heaven.
有很多人一生一世在公会里面印圣经的人，是在上帝的道没有份的。
Many people who spend their life printing the Bible has no part in God's word.
真实的事情。
These are truth.
因为他把上帝工作跟普通的工作当作是一般的职业，一律的看待。
Because they treat the work of God as the same as the work of men.
上帝还没有兑现的话语当作是宗教的空谈，是没有事实可以兑现的。
And when the promises of God has not come true yet, they think of it as fake.
大声呼喊。
And Noah will call out loudly.
警戒那世代的人。
To warn his generation.
神的公义要临到了。
That the justice of God will come.
神的审判要临到。
That his judgment will come.
你们要悔改。
Repent.
你们进到方舟里面。
To enter into the ark.
你们不必被洪水所消灭。
That you may not be destroyed.
圣经说挪亚传道120年。
The Bible says Noah preached for 120 years.
结果有多少人信主呢？
And how many people believe?
有多少人接受他的劝勉呢？
How many people listen to him?
有多少人跑进方舟呢？
How many people enter into the ark?
连一个也没有。
Not even one.
有一次有问题问我，你最佩服的传道人是谁？
There was a question and answer session. A question was asked, which preacher you respect most?
有的人说 George Whitefield， 有的说 Augustine， 有的人说是这一个 The Billy Graham， 有的说是 Charles Finney， 有的说是宋尚杰。
Some people say it's Billy Graham, John Sung, all sorts of famous people.
我说我最佩服的传道人就是挪亚。
I said I respect Noah most.
为什么呢？
Why?
从时间来说，他始终不渝120年忠心传道。
From the angle of time, he preached faithfully for 120 years.
从果效来看，连一个人都不悔改，他从来没有回心。
From the angle of effectiveness, not one believed.
我们做传道的人
，as a preacher,
最怕开布道会后来没有一个人信主的。
We are very afraid that no one will believe if we have a gospel rally.
结果不但不能感动他，自己说服不了自己，很难下台的。
And sometimes it's difficult. You can't inspire people. You can't even inspire yourself.
我们教会最近正在对全贾卡达、还有爪哇地、还有曼丹、还有这个苏岛几十个城市开儿童布道、少年布道大会。
In my church recently, we had a series of gospel rallies for the youth in many places in Indonesia.
虽然我年纪已经大了
，although I'm elderly,
我要栽培一批的年轻传道人，勇敢开布道会。
I wanted to train a group of young preachers to preach boldly.
他们不但念神学
，not only would they study in the seminary,
勇敢传福音
，they must preach boldly.
所以去年我们定了个目标，20,000人听到。
So last year our target was 20,000 people.
15个年轻有恩赐的传道人到处去开布道会。
We sent 15 talented young preachers all over the place.
结果达到的是17,800人听到。
In the end, we had 17,800 people coming.
今年我说我要定30,000人。
And today we say we set a target 30,000.
结果到了上个礼拜已经20,000多人了。
And by last week, more than 20,000 have come.
还有两个礼拜的布道会。
There are 2 more weeks of the gospel rally.
今年可能超过35,000人。
We think you will exceed 35,000.
他们说陶牧师，那明年你要定多少啊
？They say, Dr. Tong, then what about next year?
我明年可能定100,000。
I say next year 100,000.
这么多啊
！So many.
我说你呀、啊，不会算数。
I say you got to learn mathematics.
100,000人的10倍才叫100,000。
10 times 100,000 is a million.
100,000的10倍才叫1,000,000。
And 10 times a million is 10 million.
1,000,000人，10倍才叫1亿。
And then 10 times 10 million is 100 million.
印尼的人口有2,350,000,000 嘛。
But Indonesia has more than 200 over million people.
我们传福音这么慢，什么时候领人归主呢？
And we are so slow, when can we reach all of them?
今天很多的牧师有几个他就很满意了。
Today many ministers are quite happy with a few people.
我不是如此。
Not so for me.
我们赶上上帝的时间表。
We want to speed up and catch up the timetable of God.
真正的遵循上帝的旨意，讨他的喜悦是很困难、很困难的事。
And therefore it is very difficult to do the will of God and be pleasing to Him.
上个礼拜在梭罗的地区，你们不懂梭罗，只知道本阿湾梭罗。
Last week in a place called Solo.
那个布道会呢，第一场来了3,500人。
3,500 people came for the first gospel rally.
教堂来了6,500人。
The second rally drew 6,000 people.
我们一个年轻的传道人，一个牧师在那讲道，大有能力。
And we had this young preacher who preached with great power.
结果他们告诉我呢。
And then in the end, they told me.
唐牧师啊，这两个礼拜你不在啊。
Dr. Tong, you were not around for 2 weeks.
每一个布道会，80%的人走到前面信耶稣。
Every gospel rally, more than 80% responded to the altar call.
这现象好不好啊？
Is this a good thing?
如果第一天80%。
If the first day more than 80% came,
剩下20%还没有信主咯。
That means 20% are not believers.
如果第二天有15%。
In the second day, if 15% came,
第三天就剩下5%可以信主咯。
On the last day, only 5% will believe.
那么这样不每天退步了吗？
Doesn't mean that every day it goes down.
但是很奇怪的。
But strangely,
每一次呼召都有百分之七八十站起来，明天再呼召又七八十分，百分之七八十站起来。
Every day, more than 80% responded to the altar call.
这表示什么呢？
What does this mean?
这些人是非战不可的。
That means that these people just put up their hand.
一呼召就抱他站起来的。
No matter what happened, they will respond.
那么这些人到底是不是真正信耶稣呢？
Did they really believe?
所以我对年轻的传道人说,
So I said to the young preacher,
你们不要太高兴。
Do not be too happy.
有人站起来就是你工作很有果效。
And think that so long as people respond, there is great effect.
这些人心里面感到不站起来就表示不爱主。 所以他常常站起来的。
And some of these people keep responding because they think that's a sign that they love God.
没有这种人呢，布道家都做不成了。
Does that mean that the preacher will not have a job without such people?
你们也不要因此骄傲。
So do not be arrogant.
你们要谨慎。
Be cautious.
今天有一些布道家常常夸我带领多少人信主，就因为有人反应，所以他感到他很有成绩。
Many preachers like to boast that they have a lot of responses.
但很多事情不是这样的。
But it is not so simple.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
Dear brothers and sisters,
没有成绩的时候,
will you still serve God when there seemingly has no result?
你传道没有人接受主,
when you preach and nobody responds, would you still faithfully preach? Noah preached for 120 years.
没有一个人信主,
not a single person responded.
还忠心地传,
but faithfully he carried on.
只有感动他自己三个孩子, 闪寒雅夫, 跟三个媳妇八个人进到方舟里面去。
He was only able to inspire his 3 sons and daughter-in-laws, 8 of them, to enter the ark.
因为每天都讲讲讲讲讲讲到他们麻痹了。
Every day he preached and they are used to it.
每天讲的一样样样根本没有兑现。
And then every day the promise did not come true.
所以人就轻看上帝的话语。
And so men despised the word of God.
人就抗拒上帝的呼召。
And fought against the call of God.
人就随便糟蹋上帝给他的机会。
And looked down on the opportunity of God.
直到有一天,
Until one day,
上帝说,
God said,
Noah, 这是最后一天了。
This is the last day.
难道你要进去方舟,
enter into the ark.
大水要下来了,
the flood will come.
诺亚就最后的邀请,
And Noah gave a last call. Come in.
进到方舟吧,
come into the ark.
神的时间已经到了,
the time of God is up.
他们说, 这个人垂死挣扎,
the people say that it's his last call.
最后没有人要他就大喊大叫, 因为他的话没有价值。
In the end, his words have no meaning.
他们根本不放在眼里。
They would not treat him seriously.
他们上帝说, 时间到了,
and God said, the time is up.
你们进去吧,
enter.
圣经说,
the Bible says,
方舟的门不是挪亚关的。
The door of the ark was not closed by Noah.
方舟的门是上帝从外面关的。
The door was closed by God from outside.
上帝所开的门,
the door that has been opened by God,
没有人能关。
Nobody can close it.
上帝所关的门,
but the door that has been closed by God,
没有人能开。
Nobody can open it.
方舟的门已经关掉的时候呢,
when the door was closed,
他这些的时候最后躲进里面去了。
The people may be laughing at him hiding in there.
步步自封的就是这些基督徒。
And these Christians are in their own land.
当时间结束了,
but when the time was up,
机会过去了以后,
the opportunity gone,
水从天上降下来,
water came from heaven.
圣经记载世是昼夜下大水。
The Bible says it rained for 40 days and night.
你们新加坡隔壁的 Johor Bahru,
in Johor Bahru,
前一个半月大水是超过从前所有水灾的高位,
at a great flood about a month ago,
前一个半月以前在印尼一样的,
same thing for Indonesia,
有38万人不能回家,
380 people were homeless.
因为水把他们整个房子浸到很高很高的地方。
The water flooded the whole place.
我的家有差不多30公分的水。
In my house about 30 cm.
我在美国讲道。
I was preaching in America.
打电话回去请神学的学生到我家里帮忙搬东西。
I called the seminary students to help me to clear the things.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
Dear brothers and sisters,
这还不厉害,
this is not bad enough.
25年里面,
in 25 years,
Jakarta 的北部有一半以上会浸在海水里面。
In half the northern Jakarta will go under the sea level.
一年前的时候,
so a year ago,
我对建筑师说, 我要把我建的礼拜堂提高一公尺半, 就是150公分。
I said to the builder that our church should be elevated on 150 cm.
后来我们就改了这个计划。
And we were able to change that.
当下几天的大雨, 这么多的水进来,
if it keep raining for days, it will flood.
圣经告诉我们,
the Bible says,
上帝降下40昼夜的水来,
God sent 40 days of, and night of rain.
方舟就浮起来了,
and the ark floated.
有那些人才知道挪亚所讲的话每一句都是真的。
And then those people knew that Noah was right.
他们的讥笑停止了。
They stopped laughing at him.
他们的反省就悟了。
And all of a sudden they were awakened.
但他们的机会已经结束了。
But the opportunity has gone.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
Dear brothers and sisters,
一个人对上帝的话的回应若是迟钝,
if we are slow in responding to God,
真的时间结束的时候,
and when the time of God is up,
神就不再给你机会了。
God will not allow you another chance.
历史上有两个大图画家,
in history, there are two great painters
这一幕画在他们不朽的作品里面,
who painted this scene.
一个就是500年以前 Michelangelo Buonarroti 所画的 Sistine Chapel, Our Ancestors, 第四幅。
The first one was drawn by Michelangelo at the Sistine Chapel 500 years ago.
就在梵蒂冈总部那里。
It is in Vatican.
他吊在空中,
and he was hanging in the air
几个月没有下来,
for a few months.
人家把东西带给他吃,
they sent food up there for him,
带给他喝,
water.
他在架上差不多7层楼高, 在那边大小便,
about 7 stories up there. He used his toilet there.
这些画画出来,
and kept painting the ceiling.
我很注意看他怎么画,
I pay careful attention on the painting.
水位站高的时候呢,
when the water came,
这些人发冷,
the people were cold,
有的已经裸体了,
and some were naked,
妇女带着孩子,
the women were with children,
没有办法逃避水灾,
there was no escape from the flood.
方舟的门已经关掉了,
and the door of the ark was closed.
上帝给他的机会已经过去了,
the opportunity was gone.
只有等死,
you only wait for death.
另外一幅的图画是 Gustav Dora 画的,
another painting by Gustav Dora.
这个是法国人19世纪最著名的 Gustav Dora Bible.
And it was done in the Bible in the 14th century.
当那画方舟浮起来,
when he illustrated the ark,
人在山上找没有路进去的时候,
and how people couldn't find a way out of the hills,
抓住那些山的石头,
they grabbed hold of the rocks, and the flood was just pushing.
救命,许多人哀号,
and they were all calling for help, but they could not be helped.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
Dear brothers and sisters,
神的话是不可以轻看的。
The word of God is not to be taken lightly.
但神给你越多机会的时候,
the more opportunity he gave us,
你也轻看上帝的恩典,
when the more despised you,
当神给你越多境界的时候,
the more warning God gives you,
你就以为你自己的价值很高,可以不需要上帝,是上帝需要你。
Very often you would think that you are very valuable, that's why God keep warning you.
上帝的时间到的时候,
but when the time of God is up,
神就把你丢掉了,
God will then abandon you.
那么你就永远后悔,
then you will regret forever.
咬牙切齿,
and you will have gnashing of your teeth.
捶胸大哭,
and you will call upon God.
恩典不来了,
but the grace will not come.
你知道不知道今天你能这样听到,
for you to listen to a sermon like that today,
是上帝恩典的,
comes from the grace of God.
你知道不知道这样的机会不是永远的,
do you not know that this opportunity is not forever?
今天土耳其西部,
in Turkey today in the west,
斯美拿以弗所到老底家这七个地方已经没有一个基督徒。
There is not a single Christian left in that's recorded in the Bible.
因为1453年的时候,
because in 1453,
回教徒用了世界历史里面最大的这个炮弹,
the Muslim used the greatest firepower,
把基督教最重要的东罗马帝国的首都把它摧毁了,
to destroy the most important capital of Christendom then.
回教徒的这些炮弹哪里来的呢?
Where did all these cannons come from?
基督徒替他们做的,
produced by the Christians.
他们用钱买的。
And bought with money.
把基督教消灭掉。
And they destroyed Christianity there.
保罗所传过道的地方。
The places that the Apostle Paul preached in.
约翰在启示录所发的七封信的地方。
The seven letters written to the seven churches in Revelation.
永远没有机会了。
They all have destroyed.
教会被吹灭掉了。
And the church was